Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. It appears the redistricting wars have started. Attempting to comply with state deadlines, legislators in Illinois and Oklahoma and commissioners in Colorado have drawn the first set of 2021 redistricting maps using Census Bureau estimates. State officials charged with drawing new maps are in a bind because the Census Bureau isn't delivering their individual data necessary for map reconstruction until August 15th. According to previous U.S. Supreme Court rulings, sampling data, including population estimates, cannot be used for redistricting purposes. Therefore, expect these maps and others to soon follow to become the subjects of new lawsuits. Another of the special U.S. House elections occurred during the week. In New Mexico, Albuquerque Democratic State Representative Melanie Stansberry, as expected, defeated Republican State Senator Mark Moores on a 60-36% count. The overall participation factor exceeded 131,000 voters, or just over 28% of the district's registered voter universe, which is relatively high for a special election. It appears that over 70% of the people participating in the electoral contest cast an early ballot. The next special election will be the double Republican Texas 6 runoff scheduled for July 27th, which is followed by two special partisan primary elections in Ohio on August 3rd. The Stansberry victory increases the party division in the House to 220 Democrats and 211 Republicans with four vacancies. At the end of the entire special election cycle, assuming no further resignations, the House will likely expand to 222 Democrats and 213 Republicans when brought to full capacity. Staying in the House, retired Navy SEAL Morgan Luttrell, the brother of Marcus Luttrell, whose harrowing escape from Afghanistan became the subject of a best-selling book and the widely acclaimed movie of the same Lone Survivor title, announced that he will run as a Republican for Congress next year. Mr. Luttrell entered the open seat primary of retiring 13-term Texas Congressman Kevin Brady for a safe GOP district just north of Houston. This week in Arizona, Secretary of State Katie Hobbs became the first Democratic statewide official to enter the open 2022 governor's race. For the Republicans, local news anchor Kari Lake, who said he is part of, quote, the growing ranks of journalists who have walked away from the mainstream media market peddling fake news, unquote, also became a gubernatorial candidate. Mr. Lake will oppose State Treasurer Kimberly Lee in the Arizona GOP primary, with others sure to enter the race. The Nevada legislature sent Governor Steve Sisolak a bill that would change the state's presidential caucus into a primary election for both parties. A provision to move a new Nevada primary ahead of the Iowa caucus and New Hampshire primary to make it the first voting entity of the 2024 presidential election calendar is unlikely to survive, however. Such a move must be approved by the two national parties, and the chances of obtaining such consent is minimal at best. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.